Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we learn in biology about survival of the fittest, right, questions always come up. I remember somebody asked this when I was undergrad. Somebody asked this in medical school. What would be the survival of the fittest in an animal species, doesn't matter which animal species it is, if there are relationships that do not produce offspring. If you have two individuals who are abstinent, unable to have sex, not wanting to have sex, bring offspring, how does that species propagate? And so people have asked what would be the purpose, the evolutionary advantage of a species that would have homosexuality. And, you know, my answer to that with all my biology training is if you ever go to a zoo and you see these animals just jump, right, these male animals jump these female animals, or my guess is in caveman days, there was a lot of assault. Many of the female species may not trust the male species. And male species who are not going to be interested in you in that way might bring that trust back. If all species were, let's say, you know, I'm just going to jump you, throw you over the rock, that's just how we're doing it, then the average woman would be like, this isn't fun for me, hell no. But then they gain relationships with individuals who are homosexual, and they learn to trust men again, and then maybe able to again interact with heterosexual men without fearing them. So that was my guess. And a lot of us in the sciences are kind of looking at, you know, because the numbers of the homosexual population is rising. And scientists have studied animals and various animal species, I think 1,500 animal species, to see why homosexuality exists. I've had cats and dogs that have had sex with each other. We had two cats, they were brothers, Shake and Bake. And Shake would always be on top of Bake. And my kids are like, maybe why are they dating? I don't know. I think I've seen homosexuality in animals. And so some scientists have now published what they think could be going on, which is fascinating. So they don't necessarily embrace necessarily the theory of trust in terms of female and male species. They believe that in species where animals kill each other, homosexuality allows these males to increase social bonding and reduce conflict. So scientists from Spain studied homosexual acts in more than 1,500 species and came to the conclusion that same-sex displays evolved to prevent adult males killing each other off. It's an adaptation to mitigate against the risks of violent conflict. So in many animal species, including humans, you have a little bit of a peen contest, shall we say, or a competition for somebody that they want. And so if you have, let's say, an animal that says, I'm not interested, go right ahead. Like a lot of my friends with me, they're like, I don't want her. So my husband has no competition at all because so many of my friends are gay. And they're like, trust me, we don't want that. No, just all yours. there's less competition, and then there's more bonding. It's a fascinating theory. I want to give credit where credit is due. These were experts led by Spain's Estación Experimental de Zonas Áridas. They reviewed the scientific literature related to gay behavior in animals and created a database of their findings. They say animals that exhibit gay behavior include, this has been reported by Daily Mail, invertebrates like insects, spiders, echinoderms, nematodes, vertebrates like fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, mammals, non-human primates, lemurs, apes. And so, you know, we are being told that the Gen Z is now the population that seems to have the largest number within the LGBTQAI plus spectrum. And it's there's always this debate on, is it genetic, is it social, is it, you know, I don't think that there's ever a, shall we say, a non-genetic base in terms of you could just talk somebody into, okay, just have sex or whatever. But I do believe that that's why these classes and these efforts to try to change somebody are ridiculous, futile, and cruel. Because I do think who you want to be with is who you want to be with. And who you love is who you love, and who you want to love is who you want to love. But we do have questions arising as to how a population could be expanding so much. Well, one answer is maybe there is a high level or a high number in populations, and they just don't get a chance to be open about it. And the Gen Z generation now is living in a time where you could be much more open. How many people have you known that have entered into a marriage, tried to live a heterosexual life, and they were miserable? Because when they grew up in their baby boomer generation or Gen X generation or even millennial generation, they felt they were going to be marginalized. And so the Gen Zs now have a society that will embrace that so they could come out and be open. So that's one issue. Another is you do have individuals that may not necessarily be about the propagating and having children. They want to be with who they're close with, close to. And, you know, the way a lot of the older generations were is, well, you got to get married to have kids. Now, why else would you get married? I got to find somebody to have kids with. And the younger generations are more about you want to be with who you want to be with. I mean, think about it, the older generations, you had to marry somebody who you didn't even know just to keep the bloodline and to allow the kingdoms to be happy. And, you know, so it's a fascinating topic, but that's what scientists have looked at and discovered. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard that there was a driverless car that pinned a woman and they needed to use the jaws of life to get her out from under this driverless car. The accident happened a little differently, though. It wasn't the self-driving car that hit her. Apparently, there was a pedestrian that was crossing. Another vehicle did a hit and run. She was projected into the self-driving car's path, and I guess the self-driving car wasn't able to react quick enough, ended up hitting her or running her over and pinning her. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But I don't know about you guys, but I've been hearing a lot more pedestrian motor vehicle accident crashes. And people just, I even saw one last week. We were driving to lunch, and I saw a woman. Paramedics were coming, and she looked like she was crossing the street, and a truck had hit her. And she was sitting up. You know, she was a little bloodied up, but she was okay, and the paramedics came, and they told us to go. Usually, I'm like, what can I do? Can I help? But because of laws and liability, they usually just want their medical professionals, which I totally get. You can't verify everybody's credentials. But I'm seeing this time and time again, especially in my neck of the woods. Why are we having so many more pedestrians get hit by a car? Daytime, nighttime. Now, is it that we have many people listening to music, texting, just not paying attention? They think that, well, I looked at the street, I don't hear any cars, I don't see any cars, I'm good. So is it that they're distracted? Is it that we have a lot of individuals that could have mental illness, that they don't follow the jaywalking laws or the street signs or the intersection and only go into the crosswalk? You know, I notice when I'm driving, I see people all the time just wandering in the middle of the street. And you know, I tell my kids, be careful when you drive, because you might think that everybody's following the rules. And there are random people just walking around the street. So if you're used to that commute, and you know, all right, when I hit the light, I make a right turn, then I go into the right lane because I'm going to be making another right turn. You might not be thinking that there's going to be somebody just randomly walking in the street. There's crosswalks, there's signals for pedestrians, but I'm not seeing the average person follow that. The other day, there was a person and we're talking a 6-lane street, 3 lanes each way. Just walking, and she had, the only reason why I saw her was she actually had a construction vest on. But she was walking so slow across a busy street. I don't know where the construction site was, and no crosswalk, and not walking at a speed of, okay, I'm in the middle of the street, I better get the hell out of the street. Just walking slow. And I'm just wondering if maybe the way I grew up, are these cars will decimate you. You will be hit by a car, and when you get hit by a car, you will die. If a car hits you, you will die. Isn't that maybe in TV and movies, people hit cars, fly over cars, say, ow, get back up, and continue their run or whatever? Is it that we've really in social media and in movies and in Hollywood minimized the gravity of a situation being hit by a car that people don't care? You know, these electric cars are pretty damn heavy. You don't want to be pinned by a 6,000-pound vehicle. Well, what happened with this, because I know a lot of people are freaked out about driverless cars. There was a driverless vehicle operated by Cruise. Cruise is a San Francisco-based self-driving car company and subsidiary of GM. They were not initially involved in the hit. The hit happened where a human-driven vehicle, they said, struck a pedestrian. They were in the lane immediately left of the Cruise AV. The initial impact was severe, launched the pedestrian directly in front of the autonomous vehicle. The vehicle did brake aggressively to minimize the impact. The driver of the other vehicle fled the scene. Idiot. And then, unfortunately, the person was pinned under the car. So they're now in the hospital. They've been, first responders were able to get that victim to safety. But I've been driving and seeing these self-driving cars. I actually showed you guys a video of one where there were all these cameras surrounding it. So some of them are very obvious. So you'll know. You're like, oh, crap, there's a self-driving car. You know, be careful. Funny thing is most of these self-driving cars drive better than average people. You don't see them swerve because they're trying to find their next song on YouTube. You're not seeing them text. They're not giving you the middle finger. And so for me, I think I'm identified a self-driving car when I actually see a car follow the rules. When the average person is not following the rules, they're not using their clicker when they switch lanes, they're not braking in time, they're running the yellow and red light. But I did, though, catch one not use their clicker or their turn signal when they were going to the left lane. And, you know, not the worst thing, but I think we still have a long way to go before we are very comfortable with driverless vehicles. And I know many of us think back to Total Recall, where you could just get into a car and say, take me home, and you don't have to worry about having had a couple beers. You don't have to drive. You just tell the autonomous driver, take me home. The car takes you where you need to. Yeah, that could be pretty cool. But, again, if these cars are trained on the laws and trained on a perfect system, and we are finding individuals not following the rules, they have to be ready for that. Now, it looks like this was a freak accident. While a person is being projected into the lane of the autonomous vehicle or the automatic vehicle, it tried to brake, it tried to do the best it could. But where there's concern is if there was a driver in that vehicle, they might have been able to help get that person out from under the, you know, or you know, could, if a live person was there behind the vehicle, could there have been more help? Could there have been quicker help? Instead, the car just stopped because there was no driver in it. And so, you know, I'm mixed on this. I think our tech is expanding faster than our infrastructure allows. But I want to tell you all who drive every day, these pedestrians, and I'm not saying it's the pedestrian's fault. That could have been just some jerk not following the rules, you know, ignoring that somebody could be in the crosswalk. But I am seeing the flip side where you have a lot of individuals not following the rules. And pedestrians are out in the middle of the street. Some of them, you know, are panhandlers. Some of them are distracted, and some of them don't care. And then some of them have mental illness. So keep in mind that your pedestrians are not always where they're supposed to be. Just like a kid running out with a ball or a pet. You know, how many times have you seen pets hanging out the window? And then you see somebody grab them because they were about to fling out the window. I understand dogs like the window open so they don't throw up in the car. But you got to keep the window closed. And dogs really should be in a safety harness and in a crate or something that could protect them so they're not flying around. Because I got to tell you, if you have a 200-pound dog that flings into your front seat, that's going to cause some damage, not to mention kill the dog. But it's crazy. Would you guys ever want to be driving around an automatic vehicle? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know. I'm just not. I mean, I could get maybe, you know, after 4th of July or New Year's Eve, but I just like, also, I love driving. I love driving. I can't stand being in the passenger. I'm one of those people where I'm more nervous in the passenger seat than driving. Let me be in control. But when my husband's driving and I think someone's going to hit us or I think he's in the other lane, I don't like it. I'd rather be the driver. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we'll keep you posted. I believe it was a woman that was hit, so we'll keep you posted. But now this is where we're going now. It's all about keeping people out of control. They want to have planes that fly without pilots. They want to have automation everywhere. And it's our fault because we have humans have done so many stupid things that people think a computer is better. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The president's son, Hunter Biden, will appear in federal court today in Delaware. Expect an alert on your cell phone tomorrow at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones, as well as all radios and TVs. The White House urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. This follows Congress's passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kiev. Pope Francis opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis, while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Usually I get my mammogram right out the gate, and you guys will see my pictures. I tell everybody I'm getting my mammogram done. Talk about how they wouldn't let me just walk up and do it because they ask you to lift the breast, and you're like, no, why don't you bring the machine down? And they're like, it doesn't go that far down. We don't want to get your foot in the picture. And I'm like, come on, man. My breasts aren't as perky as they used to be. And I want a radiology read on my bunions. I think it would be fantastic to know, you know, how are my bunions doing? I'd love to get two tests for the price of one. But I haven't gone for my mammogram yet because I'm a little off schedule. And the reason why is last year, when I was going to do my mammogram October 1st, I had to put it off because I had gotten the COVID vaccine a couple days prior, and I had breast swelling, underarm pain, And we decided it wouldn't be a good idea because it could come out abnormal. So I had to wait about a month in order to get my mammogram done. So I'm still a little good. But breast cancer hits 1 in 8 of us, at least. It's the second most common cause of cancer deaths in females. We recently lost Olivia Newton-John after battling stage 4 breast cancer. Multiple stars, celebrities, public figures have spoken out about their breast cancer diagnosis. Amy Klobuchar, Casey DeSantis, Ron DeSantis' wife, Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld, Katie Couric, Shannon Doherty from 90210, Christina Applegate, Cynthia Nixon, and the list goes on. Now, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is in the process of recommending more aggressive screening. They have urged that we do biennial screening every 2 years for women age 40 to 74. This is a change from the previous recommendation, beginning screening at age 50. Now, I graduated medical school and finished residency by the 2000s. And so I always started at age 40. In fact, back then, in the 90s, we would do a baseline at 35. We'd do a baseline mammogram at 35 because many people didn't know the risk. And keep in mind, about 90% of people with breast cancer don't have it in the family. So to say, are you high risk? If you're like, I don't know, I mean, my family, none of the women in my family were getting mammograms. So how do I know what my risk was? So we used to do a baseline at 35, then you would get it every 2 years from 40 to 50, and then after age 50 every year. They changed it. They said we could start at age 50. Now they brought it back down, and they suggested age 40. In fact, their draft recommendation that they published earlier this year, the USPSTF, United States Preventative Services Task Force, said, quote, strategies with biennial screening start ages at 40 or 45, stop by the age of 79. Resulted in greater incremental gains in mortality reduction per mammogram compared with starting annual screen at age 50 and then stopping by the age of 74. That always bothered me to stop mammograms at age 74. Look how many women live well into their 80s and 90s. Why not allow them to still be able to get mammograms? You know, the discussion and the debate over screening past a certain age kind of revolves around, well, are they going to die of something else before the cancer? Well, if you have a 76-year-old woman who has breast cancer, that breast cancer could be aggressive. And I do believe that we can fight the cancer. I understand prostate cancer for some might be slow, for others could be aggressive. And I've just always had a problem with saying, we're going to cut you off at this age. If you get cancer, you're done. You're just too old for us to treat. I disagree with that. I do. Because that's age discrimination. And I understand that we only have X amount of money, but then maybe we spend the money a little smarter with our healthcare dollars rather than just saying, okay, for those of you who are older, you're cut off. So I like that they're starting screening sooner and then allowing it to go at least to age 79. Of course, if you are at higher risk of breast cancer, you might have to do screening a little differently. Have an ultrasound because of your if you have high density to your breasts. My doctor started screening me sooner, and that was before we knew it was in the family, and then we found out it was in the family, and they kept that up. So the task force says they're also working on how best to address health disparities across screening and treatment experienced by Black, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaska Native women. So they are moving forward to make sure that it isn't just a one-size-fits-all, which is something I have said with African-American men and Black men, why we're waiting on screening for colon cancer by the age of 50. I had said for years we need to do it sooner because many Black men were having aggressive colon cancer. Same thing with prostate. And finally, people are listening, going, okay, sometimes certain groups could be more adversely affected or at higher risk, so we can't just do a one-size-fits-all. But insurance companies need the one-size-fits-all. Insurance companies need to know what are they paying for and what aren't they. So if Obamacare says, look, you got to cover screening mammograms, Now, if the USPSTF says, look, all right, rather than start at age 50, start at age 40, insurance companies now have to pay for that. Now, mind you, many of you will not need a screening mammogram. You'll need a diagnostic mammogram. That's a little bit more in-depth. Many of you may also need an ultrasound if you have dense breasts. Obamacare will pay for the simpler, cheaper screening mammogram. But many of us need something a little bit more. Keep in mind, your out-of-pocket is now probably more than it used to be. Because with Obamacare, once you tell them what they have to cover, that's all they're going to cover. So you'll notice that people always say, Dahlia, now my mammograms, I'm spending more on my mammogram than I did before Obamacare. Well, it's because they had given these demands, and the insurance companies are following it by the book, but then they're not going to be very generous with covering any type of mammogram. One in eight women will get breast cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, close to 300,000 cases of invasive breast cancer are going to be diagnosed with women this year. 55,000 cases of non-invasive breast cancer. 2,700 cases in men expected this year. Men get breast cancer too. And in terms of dying, about 530 men are going to die of breast cancer this year, 43,700 women. So risk factors include if you're over 50, family history, if you have a BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutation, alcohol use. If you've never been pregnant or you waited to get pregnant until you were over 35, that could put you at higher risk. If you had early menses, you started your period before age 11. If you're obese, especially after menopause, if your breasts are dense, if you have lack of physical activity, if you had used oral contraceptives, that increased your breast cancer risk. If you had previous precancerous tumors like atypical hyperplasia, then you could be at higher risk of, again, having atypical cells. Exposed to DES, which most of us aren't, but in the past we were, previous radiation therapy. So we stage it based on where your lymph nodes, if your lymph nodes were affected, the size of the tumor, if we found the cancer in distant parts of the body. And then we do have multiple options for treatment, but you will do better when it comes to breast cancer if we could catch it early. Signs of breast cancer are lumps, blood that could be coming from the nipple. Don't always expect pain. Not all breast cancer is painful. It could be a lump that doesn't hurt. You could have underarm swelling, enlarged lymph nodes. And sometimes you might not even notice it, but the radiologist will see something's different on your mammogram. And what they do is they look at your previous mammograms and see if there's any changes. For them to try to find microscopic changes, sometimes there's a pulling or a tenting of some of the tissue, and that lets them know something's up. So October is mammogram Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever been to a store or restaurant and you saw a kid acting up and you're like, that kid needs an ass woman? And you see the parents like, oh, no, 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 baby, no, no, oh, no, there's people watching. There's people watching. Oh, no. And, you know, I kind of want to go over there and say this is really what you need to do. But moms, especially mommies, do not like other mommies telling them how to discipline. I loved any feedback because I was very, very confused on how to raise two boys because I was raised, you know, how we had belts and I did not want to do that with the kids. And I thought spanking was useless. But when I tried to do the timeout or that you're making mommy mad or I tried to make a mommy face, because my mom used to have a face across the room, I would see her face and I knew I was gonna be in trouble. I tried to make a mommy face. I couldn't do it. And so I would ask my patients, I'm like, how do you do it? Now, I want to make sure my boys respect me, grow up doing the right thing, but it's just when I tried spanking them, they laughed. I remember I tried to do a spoon. We had a spoon that was kind of flat. It almost looked like a little shovel, but it was a spoon. And so when they would act up, I'm like, all right, get the spoon. And the boys would laugh, going, oh, we're going to get the spoon. Yay. Like, it's not funny because it didn't really hurt. It wasn't like wood spoons hurt. Oh, my gosh. Those are not fun. But this was like a, I don't know, metal tin. I don't know. It did nothing. And they'd laugh. I'm like, all right, go to timeout. And then in timeout, they were giggling. So I would yell at them every now and then. And I would cuss. And they had to know that I was mad. You know, because I joke around and I laugh. And I didn't see them much because I was working. But they needed to know that when Mommy was mad, Mommy was mad. Right? And then what I used to do is I would be very calm about it. You know, because yelling and screaming gets you nowhere. It just goes in one ear, out the other. It scares the pets. So I would lower my voice. And when I get mad, I get quieter. And I don't mean to do this on purpose, but it does. And the accent comes out and it just, you know. So I would just go, you know, they're acting up. I told them to stop it. So I go 5. Maybe I'll add a visual. 4. 3. 2. And now I got their attention. And they're like, oh, God, what's Mom going to do to me? 1. And then they're used to that. I go, that's it. And then, and then they run, and then whatever. Okay, I go, stop it. But, you know, we've been struggling because there's a lot of kids out there that aren't disciplined well. On the flip side, we have a lot of kids that are abused. And scientists have published a study saying when you yell at your kids, when a coach shouts at you, parents, teachers, you're verbally threatening the kid that you're going to whoop their butt, it is as damaging as sexual or physical abuse, according to a study. And I have to, I don't want to say it's equitable to sexual abuse. I'm not going to say that. But I am going to say yelling at a child and what you scream at them and what you say to them in the heat of the moment can be extremely abusive. If you yell at them for hours, that's abusive. So, yes, it is a form of abuse. Now, me, I never had time to yell at them for hours. So I would say what I had to say. Okay. Any questions? You need to clarify this. I could clarify it with some visual aid. So, no, Mom, we got it. This Mom, fine, got it. And I was done. Even with my husband. When we fight, it doesn't last longer than a couple minutes. I say what I have to say. I might let him have a word in if I'm not having it. Like, I'm not having it. We're done. And then that's it. I don't think things have to prolong. But the problem is every kid is different. And I've taught kids at a variety of ages. Right? Some kids need different disciplining. And that's very frustrating when you have multiple kids. Because one kid might not listen to anything but, you know, smack on the butt. Another kid might be, I am really disappointed in you. Oh, no. Yeah. It's funny. I would be in Temple, and the kids would be acting up. And the kids would act up in a place where I couldn't yell at them. So I would, like, take, you always got a newsletter. Do you guys get a newsletter? Right? So I would then take a newsletter. Hold on. Let me cover this up. I get a newsletter, right? And I would just very calmly, you know, stretch. Didn't want the rabbi to see it. And I would just suck. And this doesn't hurt. But the fact that they got a SWAT in front of, you know, because people in the back of the rows are like, like, yeah, do you want me to get them for you? And sometimes the embarrassment of it, you know, can kind of, I guess, make a point. But I also don't want to embarrass the kids either. You know, you don't. There's a fine line between parenting, discipline, and abuse. Now, I am not saying I'm the best disciplinarian, but how I handled the kids doing temper tantrums, my boys actually didn't really do temper tantrums as much as I thought they would. I was a big temper tantrum. I didn't like what my mom had to say. I didn't like what was going on. And I was pretty stubborn about it. And then all I could do was cry. That's all I could do. So when my kids started to challenge me with that, I'd be like, okay, go ahead. Let me know when you're done. Just check my watch. Just tell me when you're done. Keep crying. If we were in a restaurant, brought them outside, let them go into the car. either put the air conditioning on, or if it was nice outside, roll down the windows. I go, go ahead, finish your cry. Finish your, when you're done, we'll go back in. I got nothing better to do than stand here and let you scream. Well, after a while, I scream the guy, wah! Yeah. So sometimes what kids, you have to understand why the kids are acting out. Are they acting out because they're frustrated? Let them air out their frustration. Let them do that. You don't need to hit them. You don't need to. If when I was taught in medical school, because they actually had to teach us in medical school, how to deal with discipline. Now that spanking was going away, and they were teaching us about timeouts and things like that. Yet psychologists talked to us about that. But they said, you know, never say bad boy, bad girl. Don't just say no. Give them a positive in terms of what to do. You know, if the kid wants to touch the stove, don't just say no and smack their hand. Figure out why it is they were touching the stove. They go, if you want to help, you grab a spoon. You have to give a kid another option. If they don't want to listen in class or whatever, or pay attention, okay, then here's your other option. Your other option is you don't go to school and you go to whatever, homeschool or however the state would, wherever the state would put the kid. So you don't just say no. They also say that there's also, when it comes to parenting and when it comes to discipline, you always want to take 10 seconds. The kid is going to do something to really tick you off. And we will react. And we'll be like, what the blippity blip blip bleep 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 blah 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 blah. Don't do that. Take 10 seconds. Sometimes it's kind of funny what they did. Okay? You know, like putting boogers on a wall or whatever. My son, he wanted to make hot cocoa. He was really young. So he takes one of those hot cocoa packets that have metal on them, right, or foil, and he just stuck the packet in the microwave. So I come into the kitchen with a fire in the microwave. Like, what the hell is this? Like, what are you doing? I'm making hot cocoa. I go, you think the packet turns into a mug? I'm like, you got to get that from your father. There is no way I could have given birth to somebody. And I had to stop myself because I didn't want to call him stupid. Although now, to this day, I tell him that was really stupid. That was stupid. You know, he can't even make. He's actually a good chef. He actually can cook really, really well. But just, you know, I was reminding him that he tried to make hot cocoa by sticking a dry packet into the microwave and almost like the house on fire. But just calm down for a sec. Take a deep breath. Collect your thoughts. And then, and by the way, that is enough of a punishment, too. So you can. You're going to sit over there. You're going to wait for my response. Now they're like, oh, no. Oh, no, what's mommy going to do? Oh, no. And then the other brother's like, I got to watch this one. But just with shouting, it might not really get you what you need, but we do have to figure out ways to discipline, whether it's taking things away, whether it's not being predictable, but there has to be accountability for these kids' actions. 1-877-DR-LEE.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.